What's good, fam? This is your brother, Professor Carlton Jones. And this is Office Hours with our beautiful co-host, Erica Tolbert. Erica, say hi to the people.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, that's about as enthusiastic as you're going to get Erica going tonight. So, family, we want to thank you all. We want to thank our sponsors, people who are put out and represented for the Independence Day Project. We want to specifically thank my brother Lionel Dunbar, Lionel's Car Wash, located at 20th and Hunting Park. 20th and Hunting Park. Make sure y'all come down there and get that. Y'all know we had that snowstorm here in Philly. They had salt all over the streets. You know what I'm saying? Your car was damaged by it. You know, so make sure y'all shout out my brother, man. Go drive down Hunting Park Avenue. Y'all all have to drive down Hunting Park Avenue when you're on your way to 76. Make sure you hit my brother up. All right. I want to thank my baby cousin, Sonia, and her catering service, Soul Delicious. I want y'all to hit my cousin up. Sonia, I don't have all the contact information. This is a ghetto fabulous representation right now. Make sure y'all hit up the King and Queen, Sister L, and her King Howie. Make sure y'all hit them up. I'm going to provide links and contact information for those people who are sponsors of the Independence Day Project. We're very thankful. I want y'all to shout out my brother Pat, my brother Patrick Alexander. That's right. These are the shirts that came out of his shop, PAT's, out there in Mississippi, in Senatobia, Mississippi. Make sure y'all shout my brother out. Brother Farouk, when am I going to get my movie review, brother? I am so disappointed in my brothers right now, man. Shout out to the sisters, man. Shout out to the sisters, Deshaun. Hey, Didi, can I get a movie review, Didi? Can I get a movie review? Y'all were there for the private viewing, man. I'm hurt by that, man. My brothers are something. Thank God we have sisters. You know, like I said, my sister Leslie, you know, shout out to her sister Misty. Shout out to Sister Khadija Ward, all the way from Britain. Shouting out the Independence Day Project. Shout out to them. So, Erica, you know, I always ask you what you do on the weekend. I already know the answer. I'm going to ask you anyway, Erica. What did you do this weekend?
I told you, when we do shows on Wednesday, it's kind of hard for me to remember. I did some work on some projects that I have up and coming with some family members. Okay. All weekend, but that was about it.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell y'all what I did this weekend, man. We were all out West Philly. You know, shout out to the Block by Block Black Captains. And shame on a lot of you brothers, man. Listen, I'm telling y'all, I am extremely disappointed in the brothers, man. We have been doing this work out here. We finally have a location. We're going to be rolling out at Bluford Elementary School. And, you know, we're trying to get the brothers to come out to the community, man. We're trying to get the brothers to, you know, come out and be a part of the community. You know what I'm saying? Bro, you get no copy till I get my review. Nothing. I'm not doing that, man. I've been sharing copies. I'm not even gonna go there. I've been trying to put people on, and I'm not getting, nah, we're not doing that, man. So, listen, babe, this week, man, we're going to talk about some real spill. We're going to talk about the plantation that we're on, and we're going to talk about getting off this plantation, because it's about time. It is about time, and we are way past time. Y'all know that for the last 4 weeks, my account has been suspended in one way or another, one form or another. Y'all know that? My account has been suspended from one way or another where I wasn't able to post, I wasn't able to share, I wasn't able to intermingle, one form or another. So the game plan tonight, family, is to figure out how we're going to go about, you know, moving forward. How are we going to go about handling our business and being loyal to the community and stepping off the plantation, having the heart, the courage, and the willpower to step off the plantation. You know what I'm saying? Far too many of us are extremely comfortable in plantation conditions. And it's about time we need to start moving forward in regards to Black independence. So, on Facebook alone, you know what I mean? Erica had her profile, somebody hacked into her shit and has not been able to get back into social media since then. You know what I mean? I don't know. Erica, are we too comfortable on the plantation?
Of course we are, because Donald Sterling said, when he said he found the poorest black people to play on his team, as long as he fed us, fed them, gave them enough money to feed them, buy them a car and shelter, then they wouldn't be complaining or be content with it. Well, that's how we are on the plantation. We're content. Again, we're getting crumbs from somebody else's table. We're content with having just enough. So, of course, we're comfortable on the plantation.
You know, I've seen so many situations where, you know, out and about, just, you know, places where we're just extremely comfortable with terrible situations and terrible conditions. We're just extremely comfortable with it. And, you know, we're just extremely comfortable with being treated like absolute shit. The only time we show any courage is when it comes to when we're in combat with one another. That's the only time I really see courage in our community, is when we're about to cut each other's throats. Other than that, you know, we really don't exemplify any courage when it comes to, you know, dealing or standing tall or dealing with the elephant in the room. And so here's the deal, man. I am personally tired of being on Facebook. I'm just going out there. And Erica can tell you, I literally, if it wasn't for the fact that I wanted to get the word out about this movie, I would have been done with Facebook a year ago. I would have been done with social media a year ago. Because what we found is that, you know, for the majority of the community, and we really want a lot of people in here for what we're about to say next. For the majority of the community's not really serious about changing. You know, if we want to be true about that. You know, let me see. I cannot. It's still blocking me. I'm still blocked on Facebook. I still can't share shit. All right. Just letting y'all know. And that's another problem, man. You know, peace, Brother Abdul. We are at a situation right now where we're being dictated to in terms of how we can share information. Once they realized that we started utilizing social media, once they figured out that we finally stopped playing around and some of us were getting serious about organizing, they started implementing new tactics, new strategies. They started changing algorithms so certain people can't see your post and your text. They started changing, you know, on YouTube, they started making it where, you know, certain groups couldn't monetize. You know, they started rolling out all the different dirt tactics, you know, and it's like, it's the game of dirty tricks. They always play dirty tricks. And, you know, I was talking to Brother IJ earlier. If y'all didn't get a chance to catch that live feed earlier, get a chance to check it out. You know, it was a dope conversation. But we were talking mostly about how white supremacy, once you really understand what it is, nothing they do is unpredictable. It's an extremely predictable model because they utilize the same systemic things over and over and over again. But for some strange reason, more and more of us keep getting duped. More and more of us keep getting fooled by the dirty tricks, the tactics that are used by white supremacy. So it's to the point right now where, you know, you have to really figure out who really knows what's going on. And in our community, sad to say, we really don't. I give white people credit. They know, but they play dumb. You know what I'm saying? They know, but they play dumb. I'm going to say this again. They know, but they play dumb. And we allow them to get away with that shit because we still have a cognitive dissonance when it comes to confronting white supremacy. You know, a fear. My brother Akil Parker put a post up earlier this week, and it basically stated, as a matter of fact, I'll actually find the post myself that he put up, and I'll tell y'all exactly what the brother said. Because it was just it was awful. You know what I'm saying? We really think about, let's see, wrong one. Okay. Got too many things going on here. Hold on, hold tight. Brother Pat, what's good? Black liberation, baby. Black liberation movement. And make sure y'all hashtag the Black Liberation Movement. That's the BLM that actually makes a difference. Nah, man. Hold tight, hold on. I'm gonna tell you exactly what my brother said. I'm on his page now. If this stinking ass Facebook will allow me to find his post that he stated just a few days ago. But while I'm asking that question, Erica, you're out in the Midwest, right? But you're from Alabama.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what I mean about black people not being loyal. All right. And black, when you are out there in Alabama, do you have any problem with seeing black people with bumper stickers or flags in their car that speaks to their allegiance to the Alabama Crimson Tide?
Well, no, of course, but you know I'm guilty of it. I love football and I love Alabama. But of course not, because we like to be entertained and we like our sports. That goes back to a part of it is the lack of education and the knowledge of ourselves across the board, not just in the South End, but within our community. We don't know. We represent what we taught. We're taught certain things coming up, so we're not taught about ourselves. So a lot of it has to do with what we were exposed to initially, as far as what we learn. So I don't want to say it in a way that I'm bashing what black people have allegiance to. It's more so of what you're exposed to and what you're taught. Of course, when you learn better, you do better. But in the end, some people aren't taught or exposed to anything outside of what they know their whole entire lives.
I can agree with that I can be part of that. I agree partially with that. And if those of you are in here, please share this broadcast. And if you actually see the video in the back, I told y'all we're getting off the plantation. This is not YouTube. This is blackjunction.tv. This is blackjunction.tv. All right? We're using YouTube's feed, but we're utilizing it for blackjunction.tv. So I'm going to ask everybody to take this video and share it in at least three groups, okay? Don't just share it on your page. Share it in at least three groups, the three biggest groups. Don't share it no more than that, because apparently there's an algorithm out there that's stopping us from posting, that's stopping us from sharing, and they figured it out. So I can't share shit no more. So I'm getting off the plantation. They're already kicking me off the plantation. All right? All good. They can kick me off the plantation. I don't really, you know, I'm not losing no sleep over it. But the bottom line is, family, you know, okay. Here's the post. Here's the quote. When you see firsthand how uncomfortable Black nationalism makes Black people, things become very clear. Say this again. When you see firsthand how uncomfortable Black nationalism makes Black people, things become very clear. Everybody else will celebrate their community. Nobody has an issue with Irish people coming out on St. Patrick's Day. Nobody has an issue with them, you know, with the clovers, with you know, the leprechaun shit. Nobody has a problem with that. Nobody has a problem with Italian pride on Columbus Day. Nobody has a problem with that. Nobody has a problem with Catholic pride on Easter. Nobody has a problem with that. But as soon as Puerto Rican Day Parade, don't nobody say shit. All right? As soon as Black people start talking about loving themselves, we have to get into defense mode and we have to soften it up to let people, oh, just because I say I love me doesn't mean I hate you. Well, shit. Why can't I just say I love me? Why can't I just say I love my people? Why can't I just say I love my community and be unapologetic about it? What is the issue with this? Why is it as Black people do we come up so small when it comes to dealing with these situations? You know, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was on my way to work and I was listening to Lucas Smile and he had the guy Jeff Nations on there. He come in and he let people know what's going on in the Black community from a somewhat conscious pro-Black perspective. And he talked about how this Me Too movement, from a Black women perspective, how Black men need to embrace and take heed to what Black women are going through and to have talks with one another. Black men need to have talks with one another on how they're going to comfort Black women and how they're going to sit down and actually have a conversation and listen to what Black women go through, right? Mm-hmm. So, listen, I'm saying how we need to unite as Black men and Black women with this movement and how to uplift one another and especially telling Black men to pay attention to uplift Black women. He said on there, and I loved it up until he said, but this doesn't take away from other women. We could still support all women. And I'm like, see, that's where he lost me. Because in the end, though, you know, no one else in this Me Too movement is standing up for Black women. Like I said, when I can't think of the one Black girl from 12 Years a Slave, I think that's what she played in, came out about how Harvey Weinstein, no one was a Me Too with her. No one said anything. And she was the only one that he said, no, I didn't harass her. I didn't do anything inappropriate with her. I didn't touch yet. The only one that he disputed was her. And no other woman, no white woman came to this Black woman to speak. So with that being said, we have to learn sometimes that it's not about a Me Too movement. It's about a Only Us movement. It's about a taking care of myself movement. Because in the end, we have to apologize for being Black, apologize for loving Black, apologize for accepting Black. And in the end, there's no one out there apologizing for being just them, except for us. Like I read that Jewish quote the other day on the air. They didn't apologize for saying that they feel, obligated to help the Jewish community. I read the one quote from the Army General who said that they had to be intentionally about how to instill patriotism in their young kids. He wasn't unapologetic about saying how they're going to be intentional about how they instill white supremacy in this next generation coming up. We have to learn to say, I love who I am. I care about who I am. I accept who I am. I support who I am. And I'm being independent about who I am without saying I'm sorry for feeling this way. You don't have to apologize for being who you are within your community and to who you are to your community.
You know, the irony about this is, and I'm going to put because I know we might have some chat going on in the other room. You might have some chat going on. Yeah, what's up? Yeah, we got some people saying going to Black Spot. Yeah, Black Spot is we're gonna try to get some, we're gonna do some things with Black Spot. I'm gonna actually share this video with Black Spot. But you're absolutely right, Erica. It's like we are so weak with our cultural, you know, our civic duty to our culture. We are so weak with it. It's just ridiculous. It's like it's really, listen, I'm tired of talking to Black nationalists and Pan-Africanists who tell me that they feel lonely in this particular struggle, like they're in this struggle by themselves. Family, please do more than just like this video, share the video. This is, you know, I'm tired of us being cowards. I'm so tired of us being cowards. I'm so tired of us being cowards. I was in the supermarket 2 weeks ago, and it was this young Black couple in the market. Now, the young brother and the sister crowded the lane, and I literally had to scream, excuse me, for them to let me by. These two white guys came by right after I did. Didn't say shit, didn't say, so they stopped for a second, looked at the couple, and the couple moved out of the way. And I had to say to the couple, you should have made those motherfuckers say, excuse me. And I said it just like that. Everybody turned around. And then the brother was looking at me, sheepishly saying, you're right. Like, yo, what? Like, if I would have bumped into him like that, if I would have looked at him like that, it's a confrontation. But these two white motherfuckers come through and it's nothing. It's nothing. Meanwhile, they got white basketball teams. Y'all can check this out. There's a white basketball team right now. A coach, I can't remember his name. My man Joe Ward went off on him. Y'all got to check out my man Joe Ward on The Fix. All right?
Yeah, about the Wet Dream.
The team called the Wet Dream Team. All right?
Well, that's not the team. The name is a high school. But you know what I said? When I found out about those jerseys, I said that's an epitome of a white man. Misogynist on the front and racist on the back. I said when I seen and heard about that, that's the epitome makeup of a white man. Misogynistic racist. That's who they are. And they breed them at a young age to be that way.
I'll take it a step further. That's perverted like fuck to have a bunch of children walking around with shirts with jerseys saying that they're the Wet Dream Team. What kind of bullshit is that? And then, you know, having the jerseys on the back of the jerseys, Negro, team this, team that. You know, we just,
cool.
And you know that they had to encounter some Black teams along the way before somebody finally voiced a complaint, before somebody finally lodged a complaint. And then you had the situation with the sister out in Pittsburgh. Did everybody see that video with the sister out in Pittsburgh where the brother was recording and giggling and laughing her ass off as the two European store owners was body slamming and choking his sister all over the fucking restaurant over a slice of pizza? Yo, we are just the worst type of overall. It's just like, man, where did we go wrong with how wrong this shit is with just being bitch ass niggas? And I don't even like calling this, but that's what it's come down to. Family, you know, this is no disrespect to the sisters, but when the women are the strongest part of your community, consistently, at every other aspect, brothers, we are just coming up too short. And that's just being real. That's just being real. Like I said, even coming forth, like, you know, like I said, I'm disappointed with the brothers. We're trying to build something with the Black captains. We can't get brothers to come outside. We can't get brother, oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. And they sit on the porch smoking a blunt, or they're sitting on the porch drinking, or they're just doing whatever, playing cards or whatever. But it's like, yo, your children is out here. Now, you're going to be mad one day when your children come into the house and ask their mom if they can call one of us daddy, because we're the ones out there spending all the goddamn time with them. You know what I'm saying? So I just can't take this shit. I'm sorry. This is just some weak shit. This is a bad week for Black people. First, everybody's upset with Donald Trump saying, you know, calling Native African countries and of the diaspora shithole countries. But we treat them like shithole countries anyway, if we want to keep it real. And two, how the fuck are you surprised by anything that comes out of Donald Trump's mouth? Black people, the naivety kills me. The consistent feigning for naivety kills me. With all community. We just continually fake it until we make it. Pretending like we're upset. Fake outrage. Fake Negro outrage. Pretending like we're upset about some shit. We're really not upset about it. Don't nobody give a damn about what Donald Trump said. Don't nobody cares. You know what I'm saying? As we speak right now, there's people posting more raunchy shit about the community in all these private groups that we're all in. Don't nobody give a damn about what Donald Trump said. You're just mad that he had the audacity to say the shit public. You'd rather white folk keep their dirty little secrets behind doors so you can pretend not to hear it. That's some more weak Negro shit. You know what I'm saying? Peace, Brother Shemai is a real soldier out there. Peace, brother. You know, we're at a point right now, family, where, you know, that this is a point where our future is going to be defined. Right now, this is the point where our future is going to be defined. And at this point right now, we're not faring too well. You know what I'm saying? We're not faring too well in terms of how our future is going to go. Because right now, when we should be marking our line in the sand, right now, when we should be saying, this is it, this is the line, you cannot cross this line. We're sitting here racing the line and say, okay, you can step a little further in. We're sitting there allowing them to paint us into a corner because we want to be comfortable. More black people in Philadelphia rock Eagle flags hanging off their cars than they do RBG flags anywhere. You've mentioned, so you can go to people all over the city. They will go out of their way not to consider themselves black. I went to a meeting. There was everybody's familiar with the sister who, you know, everybody called the Camel Prime Mom. Well, her brother happened to be Daryl Shula. Now, for those of you who are from Philly, I don't need to say no more about who he is, all right? Daryl Shula held a meeting, you know, for the concern of, you know, the conditions of the community. All these brothers and sisters got up there and started talking, and not one of them said that they were black. I am a native Philadelphian. I am from this city. I am a native of West Oak Lane. I am a native resident of my neighborhood. Not one of these cowardly motherfuckers said that they were black. Not one. That shit was like 3 hours long of people talking about the neighborhood and the steps they're from. But the whole issue was about police brutality towards black people. We just do the most cowardly shit. And it's just to the point where it's just hard to even, you know, like the perfect example was the pizza shop situation that happened a few days ago. Did you see it, Erica? I know you didn't, but I'm just
saying. I don't know. I was gonna say, I don't know how I would have seen it.
So it was a situation where this sister was in a pizza shop. Now, she was intoxicated. And the owner, I guess he asked her to leave, and she said, and she refused. At which point, he should have called law enforcement or had security do something. No, he decides to put his hands on this woman. She wasn't causing no property damage. It wasn't nobody else in the damn shop. This brother decided, instead of helping her, he was going to videotape it. Now, mind you, he came out later, stated that he was on parole and he didn't want to risk going back to jail. But then why would your dumbass record it? Laughing your ass off the whole time. A nervous laugh, that nervous twitch laugh. Why would you be doing that? Why would you be putting shit on WorldStar? Why would you be doing that if you had any intentions on helping or resolving the situation? If you didn't want to be involved, then don't fucking be involved. But we have too many situations where black men don't get involved. And see, that is the biggest issue we have right now. We have scared black men. And that's why scared black men are scared of these young black boys. And that's why these young black boys don't respect black men when they see them. And so they're checking all the fucking men. And the men are cowering because they're afraid of little fucking boys. I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired. That's the real reason why we don't have more black captains. That's the real reason why we don't have more black captains, because y'all know we would have to confront some of these young brothers on the street and y'all afraid of them. That's the real reason why we don't have more black captains. Y'all want to, you know, we got people that hide in academic settings. You want to go to control settings. We were at the Youth Study Center here in Philadelphia, the Juvenile Justice Center here in Philadelphia a few days ago, reaching out. Men linked up with some of these young brothers. But, you know, it was some people in that crowd that if these young brothers was on the street, they wouldn't be nowhere around because they didn't have staff to protect them from these young brothers. I ain't going to say no names. you know, but I'm gonna keep it pumping, you know, and I always keep it a beam. You know, we got some cats that's just afraid. And we need to start acknowledging that, man. These brothers, they ain't even brothers. I can't even call y'all brothers. These black men are just afraid of these black boys. And you're afraid of every situation in the community. Afraid of being responsible. Afraid of taking care of your goddamn children. Yeah, I said it. You know, it ain't always the mother's fault that your ass is in child support court. You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of y'all motherfuckers deserve it. Be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? And I got to call it like it is. You know, not that I'm a fan of child support because I've seen some good brothers taken down. But goddamn, all these children out there and these fathers are nowhere to be found? You should have strapped the fuck up. Don't talk about nobody tricked you. Unless I hear about somebody putting a needle and needling a hole in a condom, you have no excuse for not being here for your Steve. I don't, all right? Point blank. And that's one of the reasons why we're struggling down on the corners and on the block. That's one of the reasons why we're struggling, because these young brothers are out there now. Nobody was a father to them. They became the man of the house at 12 years old. And since that day, they could smell their own piss. And now, as a man, you try to approach them, but no men were there to help raise them. So they don't recognize you as a man. Quite frankly, you might not even be a fucking man. You just might be an old-ass black male. I'm tired of this shit, Eric. I'm sorry. I'm just really tired of the fact that we got weak motherfuckers. And see, this is why I'm talking about leaving off the plantation. I'm talking about leaving off the plantation. You coming off the plantation with me, Erica? You ready to hit the Underground Railroad?
I text you that quote 3 weeks ago when we had a show where I said closed mouths don't get fed, but open minds don't get lit. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our issues in the black community come from us being so closed-minded. Mm-hmm. As a group of people, when your mind is closed and not open to the possibility of what independence could possibly look like, can't nobody lead you to it. Exactly. Your mind is so closed due to whatever you allow in your spirit to keep your mind closed, whether it be your religion, whether it be the music, whether it be your family, your friends, whatever it is that you allow in your spirit to allow your mind to continue to stay closed. You will not get led to any independence, to any freedom, any of that. You can't lead a household, or you can't be led in your household if your mind is closed. If you cannot open your mind up to the possibilities of what else, with everything. Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, we have to learn how to be more exposed to self-knowledge, self-love. Because everything you mentioned tonight, at an angle that you mentioned these things, the issues stem from lack of self-love, lack of self-knowledge, no identity. When you don't know who you are, you're just, as they say, you're a stranger in the night. What are you looking for? You don't know what to look for because who's teaching you to look for these things? Because your enemy is not going to tell you to love yourself and to respect yourself. And you know something, I've always said that it's amazing how some of these men I know, they willing to take a bullet. They walk up ready to go out in the street and shoot each other up. But when it comes to white supremacy, they cowardly lying.
Mm-hmm.
Like you straight Mufasa when you in the hood, but white supremacy come around and you the cowardly lying. How the hell you go from one extreme to the next? I tell people I have no respect for any black man who is willing to kill another black man. You wanted to harm someone that looked like you, but you get taught by white supremacy. White people have to be sometimes some of the weakest minded people I know. So how do you let them, how do you bow down to them? And then you come back in the community again, and you looking like you want us to treat you like you Mufasa, and we just seen you nut up when white supremacy came around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can't respect that. Even for those that want to be led, we can't respect that. But at the end of the day, when you a leader, you got to let us know, just like we keep going back to the planet of the apes. When Caesar stood up to that colonel, he gained his tribe back. Mm-hmm. Because no one could respect him, because you down here doing the same thing we doing. How we going to respect you? Exactly. How you going to lead up and you bowing down to this man? When Caesar stood up, when you a leader, you got to let your people know I'm willing to stand up. Because mm-hmm. we cannot follow you. When you know we're going to bow down to what you bowing down to.
Mm-hmm. You know,
that's why I always had an issue with the Catholic Church. I'm like, how are you confessing to a pastor who has to then go to God? Why not cut all this out of me and I just go to God myself? Why? What I need you for? You got no special access that I don't have?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to realize this.
I was agreeing with you. I was just, it's just mind boggling. And then you talk about, so we know that we're being pimped by Facebook. Facebook ain't shit. Fuck Facebook. I've said it next time, I've said it before. I'll use it because unfortunately, that's where our people are. I'll use Facebook. But I've been trying to get black people over the black medium since a group that shall not be named tried to start one several years ago. You know what I'm saying? I've been trying to get black people, you know, you've been trying to get black people to other social media mediums that black people own and operate. But we, you know, for some strange reason, man, the white man's water is colder. The white man's water is colder. It's wetter. The white man's ice is colder. The white man's light is brighter. The white man's sheets are more comfortable. The white man's shoes fit better. The white man's clothes look better quality. For some strange reason. So we can't get our people to leave to go to black people. The first thing people said was, when I said, well, let's go shoot and go to these black mediums. For people who knew that they exist, we're talking about blackspot.com. We're talking about blackjunction.net. I mean, .com and Black Junction TV. We're talking about melanatedpeople.net. We're talking about these established platforms. Oh, yeah, they don't have all the features that Facebook has. Oh, so you mean you can't put smiley faces? You can't put emoji cons on the goddamn post? You can't do all those different things on the post?
But you know, people like that. People need that. I told you, attention is a mug. People do the most for us, a heart, a smile face, and a wild face. You can get some things done if you put a heart under somebody's comment.
That's crazy as shit. And unfortunately true. And we just got so many people who are just like, you know, childish. Childish. We're childish when it comes to this. I mean, shit, going back real quick to the whole Trump thing. I didn't even know about it because I don't follow him in the news because nothing he really does is relevant. It's not, this is old hat. You know what I'm saying? You know he's going to say some outstanding, outlandish shit. You know some crazy shit's going to get leaked to the press. It's not a surprise. It wasn't like they didn't know that this shit was going to get leaked to the press. They did this on purpose and purposely leaked it. Why? Because they got other things going on. And you know the crazy part about shit? The other thing that got leaked to the press a few days ago when they were had a bomb scare. And for all y'all know, the fucking bomb scare was real. They just told y'all it was a drill. They might have diffused that shit. They might have had some 24 shit going on. Delta team or Delta squad action going on, shutting shit down behind closed scenes. They do military drills and military exercises all over the world all the time. You don't know about it until the shit goes wrong. So, you know, but man, we weren't prepared for that shit. Me and Eric were just talking briefly about that. We weren't prepared for that. But back to,
you know,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, with that Trump thing, it's crazy because black people were so upset and disgusted that he would say something like this. But my thing is, for black people, we don't need to talk about it if we're not ready to control the narrative. Meaning, if we're not ready to discuss it and take control of the narrative and not allow it to get bent out of control, then there's no need to discuss it. And once we're ready to actually take control and say, hey, yeah, Africa's a shithole country because white people are always raping it. Have you ever seen a woman that's been raped constantly? Have you ever met a woman that has constantly been raped, abused, sexually abused, beat on, sexually assaulted? Have you ever met a woman, not in person, met a woman that her whole entire life, her whole entire adult life, or in life in general, she's been molested by her uncle, her cousins, her brothers, friends of the family, and then their kids start raping her, being, have you ever seen a woman that's just been taken down through their life? It's not a pretty sight. She is fucked up. Like, think about this. Think about someone that's been whipped. It's Africa. Mm-hmm. Africa is constantly getting raped all the time. Mm-hmm. Every time Africa turn around, that continent, she's getting raped. So what do you expect when, like, what if Trump made that comment that, his friends love to come to Africa to make money. They're raping it from minerals, the species on that planet, the people on that planet. Everything is being taken off of that planet. Mm-hmm. I mean, that continent. Everything has been taken off of that continent.
Mm-hmm. And not to mention,
so what
other
do you expect
places,
when it's constantly being raped?
And not just there, but other settlements that African of the African diaspora of the settlements. Where black people are being raped, and we don't even have to go out of America to see how America black community is getting raped and pillaged. Look in the corner stores. Do you own any of them? Do we own any of these motherfuckers? Do we own any of the businesses? You know the funniest thing? Every black community has an ad. Every black community has an avenue where there's lined up nonstop stores all up and down the block. And not one black-owned business in the whole fucking community. Not one.
Mm-hmm.
Not one profit-bearing black business. So we're getting right here. You know what I'm saying? We're getting right here. And yes, yeah. And our neighborhoods look like shitholes until they gentrify them and change the names up and root and uproot the people who live there. You know, so the shithole compliment, the whole shithole compliment family, you gotta understand something. You know, you can do a whole lot of dirt to a motherfucker. Excuse my language. You can do a whole lot of dirt to somebody. And after you've done that dirt to them, and after you've deprived them, after you have, you know, struck them down, or after you have been, you know, taken advantage of them for so long, and then you can look at them and say, look at your stuff. Look at you. Look at what you are. Look at this shit. Look at this, that, and the other. And you can have people, you can really look at them, and you basically, you know, can speak on their condition because you helped put them there. You know, the whole term. Yeah, I fucked her, then I shit on her right afterwards. We use that language all the time, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
All the time, don't we? But now that somebody else made it plain, or they said, oh, so fucking offended. Really? Stop it. You know what I'm saying? It's just ridiculous. So you get offended, what do you want to do about it? Because I talked about that, you know, last week. What do y'all want to do about it? Y'all just want white folk to treat you better. That's all it is. You just want white folk to treat you better. You're perfectly fine. You're perfectly comfortable with getting shitted on. You just say, can you shit on me a little less? Or can you just wipe some of the shit off, please? You know, trying to eat here. You know what I'm saying? It's like you sit at a restaurant and somebody decides to take a shit on your table. And as long as the shit doesn't touch your plate, you're cool. That's what being black is in terms of living in a system of white supremacy. When you're trying to be a part of that system, you allow them to do trifling shit to you. You allow them to do trifling and treat you any fucking way just so you can say you're amongst them. You got JRS.
Yeah.
Jackie Robinson syndrome.
Yeah, they do. Jackie Robinson syndrome.
That's what the fuck most black people have. Jackie Robinson was a fucking coon. I said it. He was no national hero to black people. I said it again. And I'm not the only one. I didn't coin that phrase. My brother Joe Ward. I got to give my brother credit. Jackie Robinson syndrome. Joe Ward. Yeah, I know you.
Yeah. I don't know him.
I know. But my brother Joe Ward coined it perfectly. And it's that thing where you will sell out your whole community. You will sell out your whole community just for a chance to be a part of a community that has no love for you. That's Jackie Robinson syndrome. We can go further because we've had in-depth conversations about this shit. Too many black people have Jackie Robinson syndrome. Way too many of us. And this is why, you know, we had Black Planet. Black Planet was probably the best social media apparatus at that time. It blew MySpace out the water. It was even better than Facebook at the time because all Facebook was Instagram. That's all Facebook used to be, was Instagram. But Black Planet, we turned that shit out, didn't we? Black Planet was the first one, was the first social media site that you could go to where you could actually put a status up. Where you can actually tell people about, you know, what's going on and what's on your mind, this, that, and the other. Black Planet actually had the first one with the emojis. And what do? We turned that shit into a smut scene party. All you wanted to do was see who you could link up and who you could smut on Black Planet. Yes, we did that shit.
I never had a Black Planet.
I know. Well, you missed out, you know? You know what I'm saying? And yes, Hollywood, he killed the Negro League. He killed the Negro League. You know what I'm saying? That's right, Brother Patch. We're representing the Black Liberation T-shirt. Y'all holler at my brother Black. Holler at my brother Pat at Pat P-A-T. You know, P-A-T-E-E-S. You know, because that's my brother's business out there in Senatobia, Mississippi. Black owned with black staff all throughout. You know what I'm saying? I got to see the factory for myself. You know? So, you know what I'm saying? Exactly, Pat. Ain't nothing worse than a motherfucking sellout. And we have too many people who are comfortably selling out, and we're making them comfortable. You know, and we're going to make it hot for y'all. I ain't going to hold you. You know what I'm saying? We've been talking for years about the fact that Dr. King's, you know, collaborators with the FBI were working alongside Dr. King. And then eventually they're the ones that set him up, served him up to be assassinated. And then, you know, recently it came out that the reporter, and then this has been known now in the black community for a long time, for those of us who did study, that the reporter that got some of the most iconic scenes and iconic pictures of the civil rights movement up close was actually an FBI informant. We know that also there were Birmingham Police Department informants at the time working and conspiring in Dr. King's camp. We know that there was collaboration from people inside his hotel room as he stood in the Lorraine Motel, all right, right out there in Memphis when he was standing on the balcony. Remember this phrase and look this phrase up. Friendlies will not be wearing ties. Friendlies will not be wearing ties. Look that up, family, and see what you find. We're tired of this shit, man. We're tired of weak Negroes. You know what I'm saying? I'm perfect. Go ahead, Eric. I'm sorry.
You know what's crazy? Sometimes as black people, you have to ask yourself, why do they want to stop us? What do we possess inside of us that they want to stop us? And with that being said, once you channel your inner greatness to the point that you realize why they won't let you be great, because you know that's what I'm saying. They just won't let me be great. Why don't you let us be great? So my thing is, why would you prevent anything from letting you be great? We're not asking for much of each other when we say, let's be independent.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start our own. Let's create our own. That ain't asking for a lot. Our kids deserve it. Our great-grandkids, our great-great nieces and nephews and great-great-grandkids and our great-great cousins, fourth, fifth generation down the line cousins, they deserve that independence that we could create from them. We also say some of our ancestors dropped the ball when we segregated and we integrated. But at the end of the day, now that we know better, we have to do better. When you know better, it's up to you to do better.
Yeah, listen.
And it's just that simple.
It really is. You know what though? Cowardice, when you're pussy, you know, and y'all gotta excuse my language tonight, because I was gonna try not to cuss too much, but some things just have to be said. When you're a pussy, you know, you could be bitching and doing a lot of different things. You know what I'm saying? And who was the leader of Helter Skelter? What was his crazy ass name? I forget his name. He died recently. Charles Manson, who was trying to create a race war. All right. Charles Manson said basically that black people are magical, that they're gods, and that because of that, if they ever found out who they truly were, it would be over for the white community. So this is why he was leading Helter Skelter. This is why he was trying to create a race war, because he realized that black people had to be wiped out before they realized their true inner self. The African people had to be wiped out before they realized the true inner self. And he also said, because we were so spiritual, that we functioned on a different level metaphysically, all right? Metaphysically, so that they knew, and as members of the European community, they knew that because we function on a higher frequency metaphysically and spiritually, they were also, you know, suspect to when they utilize mechanisms of fear. And when they utilize mechanisms of fear, they realize it resonated more with us because we were spiritually in tune, you know, with those frequencies. So they use fear to control our movement. And they have been using fear ever since. And the thing is, we got too many people who work and function out of fear right now. And shout out to everybody that shared this video, but shame on the ones who won't. Because you're operating out of fear right now. I don't want my boss to know. People have had the audacity to tell me on my post, I like all the things you do, I just can't let nobody know about it. What kind of bullshit is that? You know, that's weak. Y'all think I'm joking. You know what I'm saying? That's the scary part. We have so many people in our community that just don't fucking get it. And then we align ourselves with the wrong shit. Listen, I have no problem if you want to go just for entertainment purposes to see the Black Panther movie, okay? But this is what I hear black people saying. Now listen to this, Erica. Tell me if this makes sense to you. I've seen black people saying to other black people, y'all better not bootleg this movie. I've seen black people saying to other black people, you better treat it like your civic duty to go out and see Black Panther. It represents the black community. And that really spews to a lot of the ignorance that takes place in the community. There are no Panthers in Africa. But I'm going to leave that shit alone for a second. All right? But you're talking about a fantasy, a movie that's a fantasy, right? Where this place called Wakanda, supposedly the African paradise, right? We're talking about Wakanda. The Black Panther, who is the king, he becomes the king because institutions of white supremacy killed his father. He leaves the kingdom, abandons the kingdom, abdicates the kingdom to become an Avenger. Now, he's the greatest Avenger of them all. None of them can beat him. He can beat Captain America, Iron Man. None of them have the requisite skills or technology to beat him. But he leaves to become a subservient in their army. Meanwhile, his whole country, and we talked about this over the weekend, his whole country is in turmoil, open to invaders, open to all sorts of chaos and mischief. He comes back after leaving his country and abandoning his country. And now he has to take place in a civil war where he now has to kill other Africans in order to reclaim order in his home country, which he never should have abdicated. Now, we want to say that that's the fantasy. We want to say that that's the vision we need of empowerment to our children. But the same people have told me, hey, professor, you need to give away the Independence Day Project for free. You need to let people see the movie for free because the people need this. You feel what I'm saying? So this European, you want to pin your alliances to because he has black employees. With the same people, and I'm not making this out about me. I'm just talking about the examples. The same people came to me and said, brother, you should make this shit, you should put this on YouTube. Things of that nature. Yeah, it's your goddamn mind. Y'all don't even know the story of what I had to do to put this movie together. But the bottom line is, family, we are totally conflicted, where we would pursue the fantasy rather than deal with and support an actual plan, an actual plan to build, you know, that black, that Wakanda. We got a blueprint to build Wakanda, but you'd rather go dream about it. And that's the problem with a lot of us, family. A lot of us would like to dream about, you know, our reality. We'd like to dream about paradise, but won't fucking work for it. And black people to this day are suffering and have that same church mentality of thinking they're going to suffer now, die, and go to heaven. Meanwhile, the white man, the Asian, and all these other groups, the Arab, are experiencing their heaven right here on earth at our disposal, using our resources, stealing from our land, and stealing from our people, and killing us in the process. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't make any fucking sense to me. And yet and still, when we say, can we leave the plantation? Are y'all ready to leave the plantation? Well, we got good eats here. We get to put hearts and shit on a post. People like me. People think I'm funny. They can show me smiley faces and shit. But we got black media sites. Let me show y'all the black media sites. Let me show y'all one of these. The black media. See, this is YouTube right here, right? This is YouTube right here. Okay? Let me show y'all. Same thing. Same thing. All right? But no, this is Black Junction TV. This is Black Junction TV. How many of y'all are going to join Black Junction TV tonight? How many of y'all are going to leave, or at least going to explore going to blackjunction.com? And I'm not even advertising. I guess I am advertising for them, but I don't mind advertising for something we need to be trying to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not advertising. I don't mind advertising for the work we need to put in. So I'm thanking everybody that shared the post. I'm thanking everybody that shared the video, shared the stuff. I'm thanking everybody that's spreading the word. You know, I truly appreciate you, because I realize that there are so many of us that are just scared in their minds, shaking in their boots when it comes to actually, you know, showing just for a second that we're seeking independence or an independent mindset. I know that we're just so afraid of getting off that plantation that we're frozen in our position. We're frozen in our space. You know, I know that there's a lot of us that just don't fucking get it. You know, would rather say, yeah, they can kill and pillage and rape us and do all that shit, but can I watch the football game this weekend, please? You know what I'm saying? Can I go out and can I hang out at the bar? Can I go to happy hour? If I can do all that shit, I'll put up with all the other bullshit. But nobody else in the world has to put up with that. Nobody. Nobody else chooses to put up with that. There are certain groups of people that they couldn't enslave, that they couldn't beat into submission. They had to kill them all, but at least they died with dignity. What are you dying with when you finally go out? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're not going to be on here too much longer, family. I've had a long fucking week. Some of it's been good. Some of it's been a little rough. But, you know, we rolled the punches. And, and I'm going to talk about that on the close, how we rolled the punches. Swerve, where's my review at, bro? I'm telling y'all, man, the brothers are letting me down hard, man. Erica, I'm riding with the women from now on, man. The sisters are rocking out. Brothers, y'all have lost me for the next 24 hours. Y'all have lost me. Yo. Oh, yes. Oh, Pat, I got you, brother. I already got you, brother. I got you, brother Pat. I got you. You ain't got to worry about nothing. Nah, man, my brother Patrick Alexander holding it down out there. You know what I'm saying? Out in Mississippi. In the Mississippi, Tennessee area. He's holding it down out there. Shout out to the family. Shout out to the Black Liberation Movement. They ain't playing no games. You think that it takes heart to say what we say? They're out there surrounded by inbred, racist, white supremacist, toothless motherfuckers. And they're still unapologetically black. You know, the crazy part is, Erica, I gave my best lecture. I think I gave my best talking, my best lecture at when we were in Coldwater, Mississippi. And it was the one time nobody recorded it. It's probably good that they didn't either, man. I probably would be unemployed and shit. But I swear the ancestors, it's something about Mississippi, man. It's something about Mississippi. You can feel the spirit of the ancestors in Mississippi. It's something about that place. Stokely Carmichael said, it's something about the spirit in Mississippi. And I felt it. And I definitely felt the presence of the ancestors in Mississippi. Because I said some shit in Mississippi that I didn't say before, and I haven't said since. So I know it was the ancestors telling me, you say this shit. You say it. And you tell them what we need. And this is the message we need to give out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Brother Patrick, am I lying? He's in the chat room. Go ahead, Erica. You was about to say something. I'm sorry. I've been talking for a minute, rambling.
No, I wasn't.
What'd you say?
I wasn't about to say anything.
Oh. Brother Patrick, they got more work. Oh, they said they got work for you too out here. Erica, but yeah, bro. Oh, Pat, we're gonna definitely be back down in Mississippi, bro. We're definitely coming down, man. It's so much, man. Listen, I'm gonna tell y'all, family. You know, we talking about getting off the plantation. Shit, one of the places we're gonna end up is in Mississippi. I promise y'all that. There's a lot of potential for Black people in the places and spaces that are, you know. I ain't gonna speak too much on. I've already said too much. But anyway, family, you know what I mean. We're going to get it popping down there in Mississippi, man. And make sure y'all check out my brother every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, Central Standard Time. Make sure y'all check out the Black Liberation Movement television show. They have, Brother Patrick and Sister Crystal do a wonderful job out there spreading the word, spreading the love. And make sure y'all check them out, man. We also have an ad for the Black Liberation Movement and the Independence Day Project, because they have been sponsors to what we do. You know, they have been sponsoring us. We definitely appreciate, you know, our family, you know, brothers in arms for the, you know, from this day until the day we meet in the ancestral realm, you know. The family, let's get off the reservation. I challenge every Black person listening tonight and who will listen to this broadcast forward. I challenge you to go to some of these Black social media sites and start frequenting them. Help build their numbers up so that they can compete with the Facebook, so that they can compete with the Twitter and the YouTube. The reason they can't compete with those entities is because y'all Black asses is over here. That's why. They can't compete with those entities if y'all stay here. You can build your own shit if you go somewhere else to build it. But you cannot build a better house on the plantation. And this is what we're trying to say, family. And second of all, we shouldn't be on here, this particular frequency, sharing all of our information anyway. I don't give a damn how little it is. They're watching. Even when they go to the other place, they'll be watching too. But at least we won't get flagged. At least we'll be able to speak more freely. At least we'll be able to work more cooperatively with more like-minded people. Let's get off the plantation, family. I told you, Black Spot, B-L-A-Q, spot.com, and then you got blackspottv.com, which is coming out shortly, which is offering a live stream, and they have a GoFundMe out right now. I'm gonna check the GoFundMe out in a little bit, because we need to be pushing toward that, and all they're asking Black people for is $25,000. Now, I remember, I ain't gonna get into it, but here's the deal, family. As Black people, we have got to stop bullshitting. We have got to stop, you know, going out there and playing like we don't have bread. We've got to stop going out there playing like we don't have bread. We got money in our community. We just choose to spend our money on our entertainment. We choose to use it as a refuge instead of saying, you know what, let's change up our value systems. Let's focus on things that are more important than having a good time. Yeah, we need relief because we're dealing with some impoverished and oppressive situations and conditions. But guess what, family? Every other group that had to try to come up and fight and scrap its way dealt with similar circumstances. Not like ours, because we are the true enemies of white supremacy, but knowing that should make us more concerned about having a more informed effort. but it's having a more consistent effort of building family. We should have that. You know what I'm saying? You know, we should be building in places. And listen, you know what? I always say this anyway. Because one, I'm never going to have another crowdfunder, ever, ever. I don't want to feel that way about Black people no more in my life. I was on some old, I ain't going to say how mad or how disgusted I was with Black people when I did my two crowdfunds. I'm never going to do another one again.
I remember.
I know you remember.
And it was worse than what you were on the show earlier tonight.
Yeah, it was. Oh, yes. Yes. Privately, I thank my friends for being able to and allowing me to vent privately to them. But I was hella disappointed with the Black community. When you start talking about having an Independence Day project for them, and the Black community said, and ignore it. I was hella angry. And that's probably why so many people are so surprised at the quality of this movie, because I did it practically without the Black community support. But I still love my people because I recognize how sick we are. And I recognize that we will pour all of our currency into the cup of the white man before giving a drop of refreshment and nourishment to our brothers and sisters. I already know how sick we are. So I already know how indulged we are in fantasy, how much faith we have in the white man. I know how much we love the white man, although we talk about, I know how much Black nationalists love the white man. That's why Black nationalists always compare themselves to the white man. I know this. Shit. You trying to fool. Think just like him, act just like him, walk like him, talk like him. Want to mimic everything he does. That's why you have Black millennials. That's why you have Black Twitter. That's why you have all these Black versions of whiteness. We're going to create the new Black Wall Street. Seriously, have you ever even thought about the words, the wordplay? Wall Street. The place by the wall where the first commodity, your ancestors, was sold into bondage. And you want to mimic something that replicates that goddamn street, that name? Have you lost your fucking mind? Have you lost the ability to think independently? Have you lost? Listen, I said I'm going to bust their ass tonight with some books. Where I put that book at? Y'all already don't understand this book. Y'all already don't understand this book. This is a compensatory code book. Y'all already don't understand racism and white supremacy. Don't get mad at me, fam. I'm just telling the truth. Because if we did understand racism and white supremacy, the simplistic shit they do to us every day wouldn't work. Okay? It wouldn't work. We wouldn't keep allowing them to give us talking points. We wouldn't keep allowing them to tell us the narrative. We wouldn't allow them to do none of that other shit if we truly understood racism and white supremacy and how it functioned and how it operated. So y'all don't know this shit. All right? I swear to God. What happened to my other book? What happened to my book? Y'all lucky I can't find it. I must have took it out the damn room. Y'all lucky I can't find my other book. But the other book I was going to show you was a book written by a white man. And it was called The Path of Least Resistance. I just had the damn book a few minutes. Here we go. I know I ain't crazy. The Path of Least Resistance. This book right here will explain all your problems to you. This book right here will explain all the reasons why you function the way you function. This lead, look, learning how to become the creative force in your own life. This book right here is the fucking truth. And if you don't, if you're scared to read it because a white man wrote it, then shame on you. You better learn your enemy as much as you learn yourself, because your enemy knows you better than you know yourself. That book has a lot of fucking precious jewels and gems in that book. And you're learning, it's cheap. You know what I'm saying? And it's cheap. Y'all better stop playing, man. Y'all really better stop playing, because they're not playing with us. And y'all scared. I can't believe it. Erica Broad spoke on it earlier. How we're tough with each other, ready to kill each other. And then we become articulate when a goddamn cop rolls up. It don't even have to be a cop. It could just be a white dude in a fucking shirt and tie. We become articulate. Excuse me, sir. No, sir. You're interrupting me, sir. Sir, I was talking. Okay, I'm going to let you talk. Are you finished, sir? What? 2 minutes ago, you was like, nigga, I'll bust your motherfucking head. But now, sir, excuse me. Start talking nasally. I didn't mean that. I didn't say it like that. You're misrepresenting my words, sir. Like, damn, I didn't even know you knew how to put that word combination together, bro. I never heard you do that before. You'd be surprised what I know when white folk get around. That's what they really want to say. That's what they really want to say. Come on, man. Stop being afraid to leave the plantation, family. Our ancestors weren't afraid. They left the plantation. They just weren't organized. And they were too ignorant to realize that in their genius, even replicating the white man's system, that in shining and replicating that system, they didn't realize they needed to protect it. We can learn from that. Build our own system. Don't let white supremacy scare you into being free. Don't let or allow these wicked bastards to keep containing you, holding you down. Yo, we got too much progress. We got too much to lose here. How can you say you love your children when you're not brave enough to protect them? I don't even have children. I'm out here stepping on the front line for your goddamn children. What are you doing? Hiding behind your desk, eating your cheese sandwich at your 15-minute break? What are you doing? See, I got receipts. My receipts out in the street. Right on my block, around the corner, wherever you live at, you see me. Children, elders, folk my age, they all can tell you. There's a certain way you carry yourself, a certain way you see it, and a certain way you represent your people. And if you do it from a place of fear, the children see it and they don't respect you. The women see it, brothers, and they don't respect you. That's why we have such a hard fucking time now communicating with our women, is because there's so many weak men. I'm not going to call you simps. I'm just going to call you weak. Got brothers that can't have a conversation about money. A straight talk. We got brothers that can't talk to each other about what's going on in their world, and they just explode and hurt somebody, hurt themselves. Except the white man, because, you know, that's off limits. Only 1 out of 100,000 are brave enough to do that. So we got to start being real about this, family. We got to start being real about our situation. We got to start being real about what we're going to do about it. Erica, any closing remarks before we wrap up? Because it's getting late. I'm tired as hell. I know I've been talking. I went to Starbucks and told them to give me the strongest shit you got. It has helped me to last this long. But I'm tired as hell. Make sure y'all come out to Harlem. Make sure y'all go to Eventbrite. I'm gonna put the link for the Eventbrite if you happen to be in New York. I'm going to put the link for the Eventbrite for the Independence Day project in. I'm going to put it in the chat room. I'm going to put the link up there for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because it's something that we need to be. It's something that we all need to be a part of, family. The Independence Day project is not just a movement. The Independence Day project is about where we're going. You know, the Independence Day Project is the first step and moving towards our, you know, into our liberty, into our places, you know, into that reality that we claim we want to be in, be a part of. You know, that's what the Independence Day Project is. The Independence Day Project, family, is about the future that we can have, the future that we should have. That's what the Independence Day Project is about. The Independence Day Project, brothers and sisters, is about that liberated black community that we all talk about. But when I ask elders who supposedly, you know, were part of the process for the last 30 to 40 years, when I ask them, what does an independent black community free of white supremacy look like to them? They couldn't answer. I'm not throwing no shade, but they couldn't answer. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you go out, and if you want to sponsor somebody, tickets only $10. Make sure you sponsor somebody. If you're not in the New York area, we're going to be out there in Harlem showing out. Make sure y'all show up. Come out. You know, because I know what's going to happen that whole weekend in February. I know what's going to happen February 16th. I know how we're going to show out February 16th. People already booked their tickets today. I ain't mad at you. But come see some real shit. Come to a place where we can have a conversation afterwards. We can talk about how we can be a part of our own liberation. We won't have to dream about it on the big screen. We can actually do it in our neighborhoods, in our communities, places, the spaces we live in. Let's stop fantasizing about what we can do and start being what we can be. Erica, any last words, sweetie? I'm sorry, I've been rambling.
I guess the only thing I would say, you know, people don't know what the independent community is like for the same reason as last week when I said we find a war, but we don't know who our enemies are. You just don't know. What the Bible says, my people perish due to a lack of knowledge. That's us. Mm-hmm. We perish due to a lack of knowledge. So we don't know who our enemies are. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know anything. We just hear. That's all we know. We just know that we're here. We don't know who our enemies are. We don't know what world we're fighting. We don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. We don't. We don't have any knowledge. And therefore, we are perishing. We're in our watching our own demise because we don't know. But check out the Independence Day Project, support call, donate money if you can. Go to On the Shoulder of Giants, support Joseph Ward, go to our website. Check out the code for conduct. It is extremely important that we start getting on code in 2018. The Vegas rule, no FOMO rule, no thyself rule. It's 12 codes for conduct. Really, really easy. So that's about all I have to say.
You know, I put Paxine. I'm sorry. I want your family, here's what we want. Here's what I want. I want for the family to go out and I want you to do more. I want you to go out into your community and I want you to do more. I want you to go out on the step. The weather's not that cold. In the East Coast, you're used to that. You can handle that. You can handle 40-degree weather. You can handle 30-degree weather. You can handle 20-degree weather. You're on the East Coast. You're used to that. I want you to go out there, specifically the brothers, and start posting up in your community. I want you to go out there and be a part of the resurrection of the Black community. Right now, we're on life support. We're in a coma. We're being fed intravenously to stay alive. We're not even providing the life-saving, life-resuscitating, technologies or techniques to one another. This system is still keeping us alive. The system of white supremacy. And we must replace this system. We must replace this system with a system of justice and a system of Black empowerment. We must replace it for ourselves. I'm asking, specifically if you live in Philadelphia, I'm challenging all the brothers to come out to Bluford Elementary School, come out and just observe what we're doing in that school this Sunday, 1 p.m. I'm challenging you that, the Black captain, because every brother that's a Black captain is wearing multiple hats, doing multiple things, but yet and still, we still find time to come out and do outreach for our community. I'm challenging you the same way that I can bump into you in the supermarket and you got bags of fucking corn chips and shopping carts full of dip as you plan and prepare for your football party. The same dedication you have to that, have it to your kids, have it to your children, have it to your future. I'm challenging you to get off your ass and be redeemable again. Because right now, black men, as much as I defend black men, overall, our behavior is atrocious. Black nationalists, you're even worse. You're even worse than what's going on with the rest of the community. Because you should know better. You should be better studied. You should know that you need to learn more. The more you know, the more you need to learn. You should know this. You should understand the tricks, the dirty tricks of white supremacy. You should understand how they've played us. You should understand and recognize agents amongst us. You should understand the bare minimum of work that needs to be accomplished. You should understand that you by yourself can't change shit, that you need to become part of an organized body function. And that organized body function has to be consistent, and it has to be always progressively moving forward efficiently. There's not enough of us out here doing this shit to waste energy. Understand that, family. Please understand that, family. I had a conversation with our beautiful sister from the UK today. This sister is Khadija Ward. Make sure y'all get, I'm trying to tell y'all, I'm gonna do a nice little book review for this because this is a powerful book. All right? Black Sterling. And I had a lovely conversation with that sister. And she was saying, damn, I wish I was there with you guys because then we could get some work done. Damn. And she asked me a question. And I was talking to Erica about this earlier. She said, what do you do for fun? And I said, well, I won't have access to that type of time to even think about fun till the first weekend in February. And she's just like, damn. Is that crazy for you? That you, listen, when you're plugged in and you're working, you don't have time for none of that shit because there's too many other people that all they do is have fun. So we got to pick up the slack for that. There's too many other people who don't bear the responsibility in their community. There's too many grown men crying like bitches. It's too many. Too many. Less than 1/10 of a percent of our community is truly ready to push forth with black liberation. Let's just be clear. You got 1%, let's say 1% of black people. If we go by the numbers, it's 45 million black people. 1% of 45 black people is 450,000 black people. There's not 450,000 black people in this country seeking black independence. Interdependence? Yeah. Better treatment? Yeah. More integration? Yeah. Civil rights? Yeah. Black independence? Nah, fam. Nah, son. Nah, son. So 1% of that, 45,000, I don't even think we have that many seeking black independence, seeking to be free of this fucking system, seeking to be able to control our own destiny, seeking to be the masters of our own domain. Shit. Half of y'all are sitting on million-dollar dreams, but don't want to risk that 245 that you bring home every other week in your paycheck to go out there and pursue your own potential greatness. So I know you don't have faith in mine. How the fuck do you have faith in my dreams when you don't have faith to pursue your own? You know what I mean? How you gonna have faith in me when you don't have faith in you? And you wake up every morning and you gotta put a whole bunch of fucking makeup on to be happy about who you are. Or you got to put a whole bunch of fancy jewelry on to be proud about who you are. Now you got to brag about the type of shoe wear that you rock. Or you got to brag about the type of car you live with. Or you got to brag about the type of house you live in. There was a song by 112 where a young brother was talking about, you know, this back in the day. You know, you can see me in the black 500 with the top down. You know, so I mean, there's nothing about him. Nothing about him is impressive. His car was impressive. His house was impressive. His clothes was impressive. But nothing about him was impressive. Black man, where did we go wrong? I know where we went wrong. It's a metaphorical question. But come on, family. As Erica said, we know better. And why aren't we doing better? As my man Ron Bethea once told me, It's not that habits are hard to change. It's that habits hardly ever change. So what's going to be the change agent in your life, family? My whole life is different than it was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, I was on the plantation. 10 years ago, I was worried about that fancy car. 10 years ago, I was worried about, actually, no, let me stop lying. I'll go back and say 20 years ago. Because 10 years ago, I was making my change. I was making my transition into Black nationalism. So 10 years ago, I was making my change. I was starting to see the world for what it was. And I recognized the value in being Black and being strong and being proud. I recognized that our ancestry went back further than slavery. I mean, I knew all that, but I recognized it. And now, family, so 20 years ago, I was different. 20 years ago, I had that Land Rover. 20 years ago, I had that bachelor pad. 20 years ago, I was blowing $200-$300 a night tricking at a goddamn restaurant or bar, party, sports bar, whatever. 20 years ago, I was just throwing money away. Didn't think about investing, and I didn't have nobody to correct my behavior 20 years ago. What's your excuse now? You know, there's an old saying. When I was a child, I did childish things. But when I became a man, I put childish things away. When are some of you brothers going to become men? And if it doesn't apply, let it fly. But when are some of you brothers going to become men? When are you going to lead the march? Because the sisters are waiting on us. The reason why you have so many sisters right now they're struggling with their goddamn identity is because they have to replace the masculine energy that's missing in the village. So, brothers, when are you going to replace that? And I'm not talking about machismo. I'm not talking about puffing your chest out. I'm not talking about, you know, all the rah-rah shit. I'm talking about being responsible for the upkeep and the protection and providing the resources for our community. Commune. Working together. Now, no ego tripping. No, I want to be the superstar. None of that other bullshit. But being part of a working organism, building so that we can move forward. Family, I hope I see you all up there in Harlem in 2 weeks. It's less than 2 weeks now. In 12 days. I hope I see you all out there in Harlem. I definitely hope I see y'all here in Philly. We have a private screening shown this weekend. If you want to see the private screening here in Philadelphia, inbox me. We have a private screening. We also have the Philadelphia premiere of the Independence Day Project showing at the Rotunda. We're having that in February. We're having that Sunday, February 16th. Get there at 4:30. We're going to be there for a while. All right? You know what I'm saying, family? So, Black people, I'm only talking to you like this because I love you. I love you enough to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell y'all what people have been saying about the Independence Day Project. For those who were brave enough to send me, the feedback. You know what I'm saying? For those who were brave enough to send me the feedback, I'm going to tell you what they were saying about the Independence Day Project. I'm going to tell you how children are watching and how children are changing their lives. It's changing the lives of children by seeing an Independence Day Project that focuses on building a future for them. I'm going to show you what they're saying. I'm going to show you how people are saying, damn, I look on the screen and I see me. I don't see superstars. I don't see legends, so-called legends. I see me with actual attainable solutions, actions that we can start doing right here, right now. Family. This is the one. And y'all better catch it while you can, because you know what they're going to do when it finally gets out. Y'all better research what happened to the spook who sat by the door and how when that movie came out, Hollywood went to war to make sure Black people couldn't see it. Now, if it wasn't for Mario Van Peebles, nobody would to this day would know anything about the spook who sat by the door. You better pay attention, because that's how revolutionary the Independence Day Project is. We don't put our foot, and we put our foot on the gas pedal. We didn't take it off until the movie was done. So family, also, if you're going to be in New York and you'll be in Harlem, shout out to my sister, Chanice Starr. Shout out to my sister, Chanice Starr. Oh, Sister Misty, you could tell them. You could definitely tell them about the Independence Day Project. You could definitely tell them about that. You know, one of my trusted cohorts and sisters. Love that sister. Down for the brown for many years. She could tell you all about the Independence Day Project. She's one of the few people that got to see. We're going to be in Harlem on the 27th as well. Celebrate thy brother. Our sisters, once again, stepping up. You know what I'm saying? Our sisters stepping up. Sister Latoya and Sister Shanice are putting together, and amongst other sisters, program together to celebrate black men. Ashe, Queens, we owe you. And I know we've been saying that for a long time, but I promise you, this is an IOU we plan on paying back with interest. So family, we're about to call it a night. But what we need for y'all, family, is we need for y'all to be a part of the solution, family. You know what I'm saying? We need for everybody to be a part, because we can't do it without you. We can't allow people to continue to stick their head on the chopping block. And when their head is chopped off, then, you know, there's nobody to replace them. The reason they chop our heads off is because they know there's nobody to replace us right now. We need to change that. Change that reality. So family, make sure y'all tune in all week. Don't forget to check out my people. You know, if you missed my brother, Dr. Samari Swaggart's show earlier today on the Source Network, make sure you check out the Source Network. Check out my brother, Samari Swaggart. Excuse me, Samari Swaggart. Make sure you go to the Freedom Train Radio Network, okay? The Freedom Train Radio Network. Check out the shows we have on there. We have the Freedom Train Radio Show. My brothers Jamie, Patrick, and Joe kicking it, and they often have guests from the community, neighborhood, pieces of that, and things of that nature. Make sure you go and check out the Fix, where Joe is the rawest. Y'all miss his rant this week. Y'all need to check that shit out. Where he's the rawest, you know, has the rawest radio show for black people in terms of sports. All right? Check out the Independence Day, check out Office Hours, streaming live on Wednesdays and re-upped on Fridays. And then soon we're going to have the sisters out there representing with a radio show called Tea Time. Okay? So make sure y'all check us out, family. And with that said, family, it's been real. We got to go. Can't do this forever. So, peace, love, black power, as always. See y'all next week, family.